The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says, "Friends, I just found out the real meaning of civil service. Civil service is something you get in restaurants between wars." And now here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. And now for the business at hand. I see that my secretary, Ginger, is out again today, but in her place is her younger brother, Junior. Well, Junior, where is your sister today?
She went shopping with a girlfriend, Mary Lou.
Mary Lou? I've never heard of her.
You ought to, Mr. Holtz. She's just your type.
Yeah? What does she look like?
She's got hair like spun gold, eyes like limpid pools, and lips.
Yeah, yeah.
What a mess they make on the rim of a coffee cup.
Sounds like a lovely girl.
You should have seen her today. She was wearing a snood.
Well, how did she look?
Well, from the back, she looked like she was trolling for a mackerel.
A mackerel? And from the front?
She looked like she caught one.
Crazy. You're driving me crazy. Here's a story about a farmer. He owns a farm way down in the south, and he's got a friend who lives over across the river. So his friend comes over to him one night. He says, "Hi, Zeke. Hi, Lem." He says, "How's everything?" He says, "Fine. Everything good." He says, "But this horse of mine. He's a good horse. He's worked hard all day." He says, "But at nighttime, sneaks out of the barn," he says, "and he sits on my vegetables. Sits on the radishes, sits on the scallions, says, Rex, all my vegetables." He says, "I wish I could get rid of that horse." He says, "How much you want from him?" He says, $50. He says, "Is he a good sound animal?" He says, "A fine horse, just likes to sit on vegetables." "Well," he says, "if there's nothing else wrong with the horse, here's $50 and I'll take him. Here's your $50. So he takes horse. "I got an idea," he says, "instead of me walking around the river, he says, "I'll ride across the river on the horse." The fellow says, "Well, good luck to you." So he gets out in the river about 35 or 40 feet, and the horse stops and sits down. He says, "Come on, horse, now." He says, "Come on, now, stop fooling around." He says, "I got to get to my dinner. Come on. Come on, now." The horse won't budge. "Well," he says, "the only thing left for me to do is to go back to the farmer." He goes back to the farmer. He says, "That's a fine horse you sold me." He says, "He gets out there in the river," he says, "and sits right down plumb in the river." I said, "What's the matter with him?" He said, "Oh, I forgot to tell you. He likes to sit on fish, too." Well, Junior, I want to thank you for being here today. But before we leave, I wonder if you'd do me a little favor. Will you run down to the drugstore and get me a couple of cheese sandwiches?
Cheese sandwiches? Sure, Mr. Holtz. How'd you like that cheese? Between two pieces of bread or in a trap?
A nice kid. Meeting's adjourned.